Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
All right. Thanks, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. We're expecting any moment now the verdict to be read. This is a civil case. E. Jean Carroll versus former President Trump as it relates to an incident that she alleges occurred 27 or 28 or 29, she doesn't know exactly the year, years ago, in a Bergdorf Goodman's department store changing room, where she says that not President Trump, assaulted her in this changing room. You've been to Bergdorf Goodman's, haven't you, Linda?
I would say I'm not a frequent shopper there.
I would say I'm a never shopper there. Anyway, so that's the accusation. She couldn't remember the date, but she's angry that Donald Trump denied it. There have been a number of other men that she's made similar allegations against, even prominent men. The jury, they got the case this morning. So if I had to guess based on my past understanding of how juries work, it probably in all likelihood would be guilty, I guess, right? Don't you think, Linda?
I mean, I have to assume, yes.
I mean, because if you look at it this way, I mean, one of the things that came up in this trial, number one, there was one witness for E. Jean Carroll that testified that, in fact, that she remembered that Donald Trump had, that E. Jean Carroll had called her immediately after the incident. So she testified to that fact from 27, 29 years ago, whatever it happens to be. The only thing, Donald Trump did not participate in the trial. There really was no defense that was put on here except the cross-examination by Joe Tacopina, who's a really good attorney. And in the one, I think they brought in another woman that claim something similar. Now, the defense did have one piece of evidence, as I understood it, that said something to the effect that there was some politics involved and that we have to stop them at all costs or something to that effect. But this is New York City. If you are a conservative, if you're a Republican, if your last name is Trump, the odds, in my opinion, of getting any fair jury is probably next to zero. Now, on the other hand, you know, getting a hung jury would mean they probably would still be deliberating, in my view. But we'll find out when that.
But can we Can I just raise one point?
By the way, that just came in. Trump, the jury did find Trump liable for battery in the civil trial.
Yeah.
In this case. So this
is a woman who cannot remember when it happened, but is able to detail what happened. And it caused her such emotional distress that 30 years later is when she's talking about it. I'm just saying, these are things to me that have to be said and cannot be ignored.
All right. So they found Trump liable for battery. Apparently, they did not find him liable for the other allegation on rape, but yes, on battery. Anyway, the jury awarded E. Jean Carroll $2 million in the Trump civil trial. So basically, they think maybe something happened, but not what she said fully happened. I'm sorry, you have to speak on the microphone, guys. You can't just tell me.
They also found him guilty of defaming her.
And guilty of defamation, okay. And they awarded E. Jean Carroll $2 million in the Trump civil trial. I mean, I'm not surprised at all about this verdict. I mean, because you have to have specific things. Now, there was a moment in this campaign, too, on that campaign, in this trial, where the defense offered Donald Trump's DNA as a means of comparing it. Do you have any physical evidence to say this? They found that he defamed Carroll. They found that he was liable for assault, but they did not find him guilty on the rape allegation. Again, a civil trial, not a criminal trial. Very big distinction and difference. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. Let me put it that way. I'm sure some people will make their statements, et cetera. If Joe Tacopina speaks, maybe we'll take his comments and get his reaction to this. He is a really good lawyer. I will tell you that. Now, we have a lot of other battles going on and issues of the day that we'll follow. Now, Biden is finally meeting with Kevin McCarthy today. Oh, isn't that nice of him? Because for the last 100 days, he's been unwilling to meet with Kevin McCarthy. And now the debt ceiling, according to Janet Yellen, will expire. We will default on our payments. The full faith and credit of the United States government is hanging in the balance. You're going to hear a lot of that in the next 3 weeks, assuming that it goes to the last minute. And what's interesting about this is McCarthy was pretty much begging Joe Biden to meet. So finally, with 22 days left, knowing that all spending should go through Congress, knowing that McCarthy was begging him to meet, saying that he would not negotiate at any point during the process, but he was willing to have other talks and they haven't had it for 100 days. Now they're going to meet today, as if that means something. It really doesn't mean much. You know, Biden on the debt ceiling. People are angry. Well, let's take a trip down memory lane. Let's go to 2011, then Senator Joe Biden talking about the debt ceiling.
This is the debt limit. And it was, I don't want to use pejorative terms, it was used as the means by which, unless certain compromises were made, we would default on our debt. There's room within the budget to fund those priorities. But it's going to be, what it ordinarily would be, a normal political battle.
How can you explain the fact that grown men and women are unwilling to budge up till now, and still some of them are still unwilling to budge, by taking an absolute position, my way or no way? I predict to you that a lot of those new members who came here with my way or the highway, they'll either be on the highway or they'll learn that they have to have compromise.
All right, my way or the highway has been Joe's way. And I'm going to tell you what the calculation was here. The Democrats believed that it would be impossible for Kevin McCarthy to get 218, a majority of Republicans in the House, to vote on one plan. He did pull it off, and he won this vote by 2 votes. And the plan is very, very fiscally sound. One, the federal government would return to 2022 spending limits. Two, they would have a cap in terms of baseline budgeting where they build in increases every year to pretty much every agency within government. They cap it at 1% growth per year, and that would be it. And in exchange, they would raise the debt ceiling. A couple of other things in there that were worthwhile as well. So they meet 100 days ago. Joe Biden says he'd continue the conversation. He made a calculation Republicans would not stick together. And then to the credit of 43 senators, they said, no, we're sticking with the Republicans. There are 43 senators that are saying that they want the Republican House plan. So Kevin McCarthy was called in to meet with Biden today, whether or not his caucus in 22 days, if you have a 222 majority, you have a, what, 4 or 5 vote majority. The idea that you're going to get a majority of them to agree to any changes after they passed a fiscally responsible bill. And I forgot to mention that was scored by the Congressional Budget Office to save $4.8 trillion, $4.8 trillion in 10 years is a responsible plan. We can't continue. Look, economically, if you look at Joe Biden's, information on the economy today, we learned today that already Joe Biden has raised the debt limit, the debt in the United States by, what was it, close to, how much is it, $1 trillion already this year. And it's only the fiscal year for the government starts in October. The Biden administration is already $900 billion over budget for this year alone. At what point does any party think about future generations here and the amount of money that we're going to have to pay to finance the debt on all this money that they're borrowing as now interest rates continue to skyrocket? You know, we see now banks are reining in lending because of the Biden banking crisis on top of the Biden inflation crisis that is not transitory. On top of the rest of the Biden economy based on horrific economic policies and horrific energy policies. By the way, Biden's big offshore windmill push keeps resulting in more and more whales washing up on beaches all over the northeast of the United States. Biden is out there promoting a White House economist. This guy once complained that gas prices were too damn low. Jared Bernstein is his name. Biden's nominee for chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors lamented in 2015 gas prices were too damn low. He was writing at the time when the cost of an average gallon of gas was $2.09, asserting that it's seriously underpriced and fuel costs had scary consequences for the environment because they stoked demand for fossil fuels. And he suggested a gas tax hike, even as he acknowledged that low prices at the pump help working families. I thought they cared about working families. They obviously do not care about working families. Anyway, so Joe Biden, who in 2011 said it can't be my way or the highway, now he's in a situation where it is a real crisis. And if he thinks that Kevin McCarthy is going to have the ability, the power, the strength to go back to his caucus and alter this deal that they passed to increase the debt ceiling, they already increased the debt ceiling. And in exchange, they're saving $4.8 trillion in 10 years. In exchange, and by the way, it's interesting to watch Biden floating the idea that they may be able to thwart the constitutional provision that you can't spend a dollar without the permission of Congress. Spending, that power lies with Congress, not with the executive branch. So, they're making Americans poorer with their reckless spending. And if they want to put the full faith and credit of the U.S. government in jeopardy, that's now going to be on one man and one man only. Now, the media will lie to you. The Biden administration is already lying to you about this. And they're out there claiming, no, Republicans are willing to cut back on Border Patrol agents. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? The people that want to hire 87,000 new IRS agents? No, thank you. Anyway, on top of this, we got news today that now Biden is going after your dishwasher, on top of your gas stove, on top of your air conditioner, on top of beef, on top of other products that we all love, like, and desire, on top of your gas-powered automobile, the new appliances, the new dishwashers would have 27% less power and 34% less water if the White House, as part of the White House's efforts to crack down on climate change. So Biden is now taking aim at dishwashers to tackle the climate crisis, after the gas stove clamped down, after the air conditioning clamped down. You just can't even make this up. This battle, Speaker McCarthy, I think, has been dead on accurate. He's been begging for 100 days to meet with Biden. Now, all of a sudden, they wait till the last minute. I call it power panic politics. Wait till the last minute, pass something nobody reads, and tell America you did a great job, pat yourself on the back, and go home. No, Republicans they were elected to become fiscally responsible. They're demanding it, and they're demanding it rightfully so. I mean, in 7 months, $928 trillion in overspending by the Biden administration for fiscal year 2023. We have recession warnings all over the place. The latest bank lending survey shows further contraction of the economy. As of Thursday, the border is going to be an unmitigated disaster as you have tens and tens and tens of thousands of people dying to get in once Title 42 is lifted. You know, this is now, we're 2 days away from Title 42 expiring. When we come back, I'll update you on the very latest with the investigations regarding what's going on with James Comer. And later on, we'll also check in with Jim Jordan of the House Judiciary Committee. Anyway, but the other news that just broke at the top of the hour, former President Trump was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. I'm sorry, he's been ordered to pay more than $5 million in damages from a case that goes back some 27 or 29 years. The jurors found a lawsuit that she claimed the president had raped her in a fitting room. They did not find the former president guilty of that. But the defamation is because he called it a hoax publicly. I guess you're not allowed to have public opinions without paying money for it. All right, quick break. We'll come back. All the other news of the day. Jim Jordan will join us and much, much more as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use. And it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use. And it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, so I mean, it's very interesting because the allegation was that Donald Trump had raped her some 27, 28 years ago, maybe 29 years ago. I know the dates kept changing, but the jury did find Donald Trump in the civil case with E. Jean Carroll liable for battery, liable for defamation, and she was ordered to pay, or he was ordered to pay $5 million in damages. I think the big issues in this case were there were two people alive that testified that she had called them in real time. One said hyperventilating, that this had happened in Bergdorf Goodman's changing room, which is a big department store in New York, in at that time, and they remember it vividly. Those were probably the two biggest issues. Also, the issue of the Access Hollywood tape came up, and the president's deposition on that particular issue. Anyway, so he's liable for battery, defamation. He's got to pay E. Jean Carroll $5 million, and that's the latest on that case. Let me get to, we're going to have Jim Jordan at the top of the next hour, and there's a lot of news. We're going to find out tomorrow exactly what James Comer has. And James Comer now has been urging the AG and urging prosecutors not to indict Hunter Biden before tomorrow. Now, he's expected to speak sometime around 9 a.m. tomorrow. He apparently claims he's sitting on bombshell new evidence that implicates, you know, not only Hunter Biden, but also the Biden family. A lot of this, I'm sure, is related to the 170 plus suspicious activity reports that he and his committee have been able to get a hold of. the, what, 20 LLCs that they had no idea were in existence that were used specifically to give payments to other family members. So I think that's a big part of it. We're watching all of that. If you go back to what he said, and in regards to this, he said the Oversight Committee investigating Biden's influence peddling enterprise to determine if the Biden family had been targeted by foreign actors and if President Biden is compromised and if there is a national security threat. The committee has already obtained thousands of pages of financial records related to the deal, to the Biden family and their associates' transactions. And by the way, recently the committee revealed one deal that resulted in several members of the Biden family and their companies receiving over $1 million and more than 15 incremental payments from a Chinese company through a third party. And you have the letter from last week that was written by Comer and Charles Grassley, the senator from Iowa. And in that letter, they say that then Vice President Joe Biden took direct action in exchange for financial gain for him and for Hunter and for Devin Archer. Now, what is Devin Archer going to do? He has one last chance to make an appeal. I believe it's this week before he's sent off to prison because he's been convicted. I think he has a 4-year sentence. If my memory serves me right, I'm about 90% sure on that. So that's getting very interesting. And Joe Biden's out there saying that Hunter has done absolutely positively nothing wrong at all whatsoever. So we'll see what happens. It's getting interesting, I'll tell you that. But urging the DOJ to, you know, hold any possible Hunter Biden indictment. Now, is that the result, by the way, of the IRS whistleblower? I can't tell you. I don't know. You know, Hunter Biden's coming indictment, is that real? You know, are they going to be able to? This is the main question here. How much money did the Biden family make from China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and all these other foreign countries? How much money in business did they do with these countries? How much money did they profit? Who profited? Did the president profit from it? What did he know and when did he know it? And even his own son's laptop implicates Joe Biden by saying he gives half his income to Pops. And he complains bitterly about having to pay for Pops's home repairs. And then he talks about 10% for the big guy and Tony Bobulinski saying that the big guy he knew to be Joe Biden himself. So it's getting very, very interesting. Then the idea that there's a direct quid pro quo and that both Comer and Grassley believe that the evidence is in the hands of the FBI and the DOJ, and they have requested that that information get turned over and turned over immediately. You know, to me, I think Comer's onto something here. I think what he's saying is, based on what he's reading, where the indictment seems to be going, he's kind of characterizing as the way I've been characterizing it as the low-hanging fruit. You know, if you lie on a gun application, well, that's a serious crime, especially if you're a liberal Democrat and you don't really like Second Amendment rights. You can't lie on a gun application. All right, that holds a penalty of up to 15 years in jail, by the way. Then if you're talking about felony tax charges, there are significant penalties associated with that as well. The other issue in play that nobody seems to be talking about, Paul Manafort had to deal with this, and that is a FARA violation. Did you register according to the law if you're doing businesses with foreign countries? That too will be a pretty big, you know, discussion talking point as time goes on. So there's a lot of meat on this bone here. We'll get the latest from Congressman Jim Jordan at the top of the next hour. We know that Hunter arranged a New York City meeting between Vice President Biden and Rosemont-connected business associates. We know that there's email chains that go back and forth as it relates to, you know, Joe Biden meeting with Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. And we all know that he's on tape multiple times as a candidate, repeatedly denying that he ever had even a single conversation with his son Hunter or any family member about their foreign business dealings at all whatsoever. So that's happening. Then you've got this issue of the debt ceiling. The Republicans in the House, they begged and begged and begged, and here we are 22 days out from the possible default date, And now, after 100 days of not negotiating with Kevin McCarthy, now Kevin McCarthy meets with Joe Biden. What's the point? Now, the idea that Kevin McCarthy, he passed the debt ceiling increase bill that also will save the American taxpayers over 10 years, $4.8 trillion. He also passed it by being quite reasonable. All they're requesting is they go back to 2022 spending levels and that they put a cap on increases in spending in future years at only 1%. In other words, baseline budgeting, which usually is 3, 4, 5, 10%, whatever that happens to be. So anyway, the New York Times is Biden is now casting himself as the Trump beater, even though polls show just the opposite. He's anything but that. Look, he's in a whole heap of trouble. And, you know, as much as people talk about the legal issues involving Donald Trump, the Biden syndicate, this is only the beginning, because you really have two committees working in tandem with each other. You got James Comer's Oversight Committee. They're investigating directly the Biden family syndicate. And then you've got, of course, what did the FBI know? Did they protect the Bidens? Are they politicized? And is the DOJ weaponized that they have one set of rules for Republicans, one set of rules for Democrats? You know, one set of rules if your name is Trump and a whole entirely different set of rules if your name is Biden or Clinton, because if you have that, you don't have equal justice or equal application of our laws. On top of all of this, too, we've got Title 42, which is expected to expire on Thursday. If you look at the images, it is breathtaking the number of people that have already shown up, you know, dying across that border. I'm looking at the masses of people and I'm scared to death that they may just charge the border and just roll over anybody that happens to be in their way. And what are the Border Patrol agents supposed to do at that point? You know, over the weekend, Border Patrol processed 26,000 apprehensions, documented 7,400 gotaways, arrested felons and sex offenders and gang members, and confiscated hundreds of pounds of amphetamine and cocaine and fentanyl and heroin. But, you know, don't worry, the border's secure, according to Mayorkas and according to Joe Biden. Anyway, he's more worried this week about his wonderful son, Hunter, clearly detached from reality, and he should probably be focused on his own legal potential liability in all of this as well. You know, these are all big issues we're facing here. You know, the fact that they wait to the last minute to deal with the debt ceiling, it is so predictable. They wait to the last minute to even begin the thought of what happens when Title 42 expires on Thursday. The fact that they have gotten nothing done up until this point. And what I'm asking every liberal Democrat that calls into this program is, you know, name three things that Joe Biden has done that you're really proud of, that you think has really helped the country. And there's not much that they can do. Anyway, so, you know, federal officials now are nearing an indictment on felony tax evasion charges, felony gun crime. We'll see what Comer has to offer tomorrow. I hope he didn't overpromise and underdeliver. In life, you usually like to underpromise and overdeliver. That's my philosophy anyway. But the investigation clearly is now more focused on allegations against Joe Biden himself. You got this new report from John Solomon, you know, that we learned this week that a respected former U.S. attorney approached the Justice Department in 2018 with, quote, on behalf of a foreign witness that claimed to have evidence that Joe Biden had exercised influence to protect his son's employer in Ukraine in return for money to his family. Quote, it says, the allegation, quote, VP Biden and Secretary of State Kerry exercised influence to protect Burisma Holdings in exchange for payments to Hunter Biden, his business partner, Devin Archer, who's been convicted, and Joe Biden. Now, if that's true, that would explain why Hunter and his business partner were on the receiving end of huge monthly payments in exchange for sitting on a board of this Ukrainian oil and gas giant. And him going on Good Morning America and admitting that he had no experience in Ukraine, energy, oil, gas, or coal. It might also explain why Joe Biden, as vice president, pushed so hard, sat there bragging about it years later. I told him, you're not getting $1 billion. unless you fire this prosecutor. I mean, think about it. Why would a vice president of the United States of America demand a prosecutor in Ukraine be fired? I mean, doesn't make any sense, right? Unless, of course, they're investigating, the prosecutor's investigating. Guy's name is Viktor Shokin. He did interviews with ABC and John Solomon and the Washington Post. But, you know, he says that's the reason that he got fired, because he was doing the investigation. Joe Biden says you're not getting $1 billion. You've got 6 hours to fire the guy unless you fire him. They fired the guy, son of a B, they fired him. Well, that seems like a quid pro quo to me. I thought Democrats they don't like quid pro quos. Isn't that what the first impeachment of Donald Trump was about? Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Crazy days today. We got a lot going on. Jim Jordan at the top of the hour. We'll look into the budget negotiations and see where they went today. Later with our friend Congressman Andy Ogles of Tennessee. He's also close to Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy meeting with Biden as we speak. Look, if you want to be a marksman, I've got a way to do it that is less expensive than using live ammo, which is, you know, in short supply and very expensive. You can train without ammunition. You can do it in the comfort of your own home using Mantis X. You may not know it, but all the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system, it's no ammo, all electronic way to practice, improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or on the range wherever you want. And you can do so safely. Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique. It'll guide you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. Linda went from pretty much a zero. She's now at an 80% level, which is a great progress. The Mantis X system is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. In other words, you're buying military-grade technology all at a very affordable price. Anyway, Mantis X, it works, and it's good for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you got to act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Anyway, start improving your shooting accuracy today. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
A guest that won't go on any other radio shows, and he does it every single day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm just talking to some of the principals that know that had been in the courtroom. Well, everybody is a little bit confused in this verdict in the E. Jean Carroll case. Remember, she was accusing Donald Trump of raping her at a Bergdorf Goodman, it's a department store in New York, fitting room. She didn't know the exact year. She did have two witnesses that said that she had called her, that she had made calls to both of them that day. Another woman that was a witness that said that he tried to kiss her on an airplane. And what was the other... Oh, and then they brought up the Access Hollywood issue, which I think, you know, in the deposition, at that point, I didn't think that the answer that Donald Trump gave went over well with the jury, if I had to guess. I mean, we'll have to hear from some of the jurors themselves to find out. But what's interesting is she claimed rape. They didn't find him guilty of that. They didn't find him liable is the proper term. This is a civil case, but. They did find him liable for battery and for defamation in the case, ordered to pay $5 million. I've not heard anything about an appeal in this regard. What was the name of the woman that accused Joe Biden? Do you remember her name? Tara Reid.
Reid. Yeah.
Has she ever filed a lawsuit?
She should be believed.
Now, listen, I just don't know. When we come back, though, Jim Jordan, I know, is going to join us.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.